Arizona's roads need some love, billions of dollars worth of love. But the state hasn't upped its gas tax in more than 25 years. That's one source of funding for roads. And lawmakers have raided another pot of money several times over the past few years to pay for other things. This year, there were a handful of bills in the legislature dealing with transportation funding. The proposals range from a straight-up gas tax increase to hiking vehicle registration fees to allowing counties to impose their own gas tax. And while a few of those ideas advanced out of committee, none has been taken up for debate or a vote in their full chamber. So what's next for funding our road system? For answers, I'm joined by Kevin Adam, legislative liaison for the Rural Transportation Advocacy Council, and Valley economist Alan McGuire, who served on the Surface Transportation Funding Task Force, which looked into these issues. And Kevin, let me start with you. What are the needs right now? What is the current state of Arizona's roads?
Well, currently they're dramatically underfunded. ADOT, and with a study that was, reasserted by the Auditor General, have determined that there's a $63 billion shortfall on the system. That's both at the state and local level. Dramatic concerns. And it varies from place to place. If you look at the Phoenix metropolitan area, where there's still a tremendous amount of growth, you see predominantly expansion needs. Whereas if you go out into the rural parts of the state, it's much more on the maintenance end. Because of the shortfalls, the level of maintenance activity has been sort of stretched and delayed, deferred to the furthest extent that they possibly can. And we're now in a situation where not only are we meeting the annual maintenance needs, that sort of stretching out the resources has created damage to the system to where you're looking at far more expensive reconstruction projects rather than simple maintenance.
Things are so far gone or getting so far gone that it's not going to be a simple, cheap fix, relatively cheap fix. It's going to be a much more expensive and invasive project.
We're starting to see more and more places where that is evident. It hasn't become the prevalent condition. But unless we start to invest more in maintenance, in all probability, it will be.
Alan, do you get the sense that state lawmakers recognize what the condition of the roads are in this state and what the financial needs are?
I think there's a growing awareness of how important transportation is, and I think there's a growing awareness of you have to pay for it if you want to keep it and make it better. And that's quite different than, say, 5 years ago. And that's a national trend. We see many states now passing fuel tax increases and other transportation tax increases because this is a systemic problem nationwide as well as in Arizona.
You mentioned fuel tax, other taxes. Those seem to be pretty much non-starters in the legislature.
Well, no one wants to raise taxes. I think you have to have a good reason to raise taxes. Last year, a number of legislators took a tour around the state. They went to a number of communities. I think it was 9 in total around the state. And I think they were surprised when they went to not only their own communities, but other communities and saw the same conditions everywhere. And so I think that began to build some momentum for the need. And once you have the need, then you can turn to what is the solution.
So realistically, what are some solutions that could pass this legislature and could be signed by Governor Ducey?
Well, I think those are two different questions, if I can take them separately,
sure.
If you don't mind. I think the need for transportation, particularly in rural Arizona, is becoming more acute. So what is the legislature willing to do? If they look at how are they going to raise taxes or how are they going to raise funding, I think first and foremost, they're going to look at user-related charges. So we think of the gas tax, but another example of a user-related fee would be if you had a sales tax imposed on the sale of gasoline. So it's a gas-related tax, but imposed a different way. So I think that's some of the ideas that the legislature may look at. The governor has said that he is willing to entertain fee increases, but not necessarily tax increases. Well, we also have a long history of fees related to transportation, registration fees,
license fees.
And so there may be some combination that's acceptable to both the legislature and the governor. And then one last comment. I think it's very reasonable to think that a big package that would be needed to really fix the situation may end up going to the voters. And that changes the entire dynamic for both legislators and for the governor.
Kevin, from a transportation perspective, how much has it hurt investment in roads and highways in the state that, A, the state hasn't increased its gas tax in many, many years, and B, cars and trucks are getting more fuel efficient, people are using less gasoline, they're buying less gasoline, and in many ways, the money that is generated by that is being swept up for other purposes to begin with?
That, and I tell you, with the when the recession hit, it was like the perfect storm. Because I got to tell you, going back to 2005, 2006 timeframe, everything that you just said as far as the system being antiquated and really needing to modernize, that was being discussed then. And there were efforts underway. The you know there was the Time Initiative that was proposed, and unfortunately
that was with former Governor Napolitano back
yes,
then.
Yes, yes. Unfortunately, did not make it to a vote. But back then, we knew that the system needed a major overhaul. That's how outdated it was, and those efforts were thwarted by the recession. And so, not only were we not able to modernize. The inadequacy of the current system was just magnified by the recession.
Alan, you'd mentioned that you thought it was possible that there could be some kind of measure sent to the ballot to have voters weigh in on this. Do you have a sense of what kinds of measures that supporters of this kind of thing might want to ask voters to weigh in on? Maybe some way to raise revenue, but what specific ways they might think there's a palette for?
Well, I think people recognize in their daily lives that driving on the roads is getting tougher and tougher and tougher. Now, my guess is, and the experience of other states has been, if you put a traditional package before the voters and you tell them what it's going to be used for, and it can't be used for other purposes, and it can't be diverted to anything else, they're willing to go back to those traditional sources like the gas tax, hopefully indexed so it doesn't fall behind again, or other taxes, fees and registration charges, et cetera, that go back to those traditional user charges.
Do you think there is the political will at the Capitol to even refer some of those things to the ballot? I'm thinking specifically of a gas tax, increasing it or indexing it.
Well, I can say that earlier this session, a few months ago, a bill passed out of the House Transportation Committee with only one no vote, and that was to increase the gas tax. And that one no vote only voted no because it wasn't big enough. That's a significant change from a few years ago. So that shows me that there's growing momentum.
Presumably, though, if we're only looking at getting out of one chamber's committee, this might not be a 2018 kind of measure then.
Now, my guess is the momentum is building, but things like this take a number of years. It took a number of years to do the big funding increase back in the early 1980s. It took a number of years, another 5 or 6 years, before we could do the funding increase for the freeway system in Maricopa County. So it takes multiple years to build confidence and comfort. And frankly, what it takes is a couple of election cycles where elected officials can go back, talk to their constituents during a campaign, measure the temperature of the electorate and say, maybe there is support for this. And that slowly builds their comfort level with taking what might otherwise seem like a big risk.
Kevin, is that your sense as well?
It is. I think the momentum is there. Unfortunately, it's somewhat at a glacial pace, but it's definitely moving in the right direction. Relatively speaking, we saw a lot of legislation to increase revenues this year, which we hadn't in the past, and the bills, even though there's a chance you may see a couple resuscitate through amendments here in the next couple of weeks. But with that said, many of those, you know, actually got out of one chamber into the other, and so there was tremendous momentum. Unfortunately, probably not to the point to where you're going to see something enacted, other than I think there is growing support to stop transferring the existing money to other government programs, which has been another issue on the funding front. I think we may see some success there. But going further out, longer term, while we're not there this year, I think we are moving more and more towards seeing something enacted.
But I would think from your perspective, time really is of the essence here.
Obviously it is, but you can only deal with the situation, the cards that you're dealt.
So I want to ask each of you to look into your crystal balls for a minute, which I know as an economist, Alan, you absolutely love to do. Mm-hmm. What ultimately do you think will be the solution here? Let's assume that something will be done to properly fund the state's roads. What do you think the solution will be?
Well, I think we've got some experience from the past. We have had a very well-structured transportation funding system in Arizona for 50, 60 years, the Highway User Revenue Fund. User-based fees flow into the Highway User Revenue Fund. They're shared by the state, some of the regions, as well as counties and cities. And it's funded the entire system. Now, we forgot to update it for the last 35 years. But aside from that, it's still a very good structure. Let's preserve that structure. And I think that will happen. But then separately, we have this capital problem on our big interstates. And I think that can be solved probably with a sales tax on gasoline, maybe some portion of the gas tax on a temporary basis, and maybe some other fees as well. But if we solve those two problems separately, thinking about them at the same time, clearly are cooperative together, but I think two separate approaches may get us to the same solution, a better solution, and that would happen, again, probably at a public vote.
Kevin, what do you think?
I think that gets back to, yes, we're seeing progress. Unfortunately, it's a glacial pace, but it is moving in the right direction. But I also think that there's strong potential that we'll see added investment from the federal level much sooner.
All right. Kevin and Alan, thanks both for coming in.
Anytime.
Thank you.
That's Kevin Adam. He's legislative liaison for the Rural Transportation Advocacy Council. We also heard from Valley economist Alan McGuire, who is a member of the Surface Transportation Funding Task Force.